Skagway's COVID-19 vaccination rollout picks up speed, and Haines Tourism Director Stephen Auk discusses how the tourism industry is working to adapt to the pandemic and a lack of cruise ships. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Most of Skagway's population has received at least one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. KHNS's Claire Strempel has more.
It's an open call for Skagway residents 18 and older to sign up to receive a dose of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine. And once the town of about 1,000 people gets its next shipment, it will announce dates for the next appointments.
We ended up getting a lot of vaccines.
Borough Manager Brad Ryan says he expected only about half of the doses that the municipality ended up getting. The state sent both types of vaccine. Initially, the Department of Health and Social Services recommended only Moderna because the Skagway Clinic does not have ultra-cold storage.
So they had some Pfizer if we could handle them, so that was an extra 100. And then we got the Surge, the extras from Surge. And I think we got another 100 Moderna out of the state as well. So they've kind of been coming in off and on. I think we just got another shipment a couple days ago for seconds.
That's second doses. He says there are currently about 20 people on the waiting list to receive a first dose. He says that puts the municipality on track to vaccinate anyone who wants it very soon.
So I think we'll be at anybody that wants a vaccine that's 18 or older by the end of the month or early March.
More than 600 residents have received a first shot of the vaccine. Of those, nearly 200 residents have had both shots. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel.
It will be another quiet summer in the Upper Lynn Canal this year. Canada's cruise ship ban and CDC regulations mean it is unlikely that large foreign-flagged cruise ships will bring visitors to Haines and Skagway. KHNS spoke with Haines Tourism Director Stephen Auk about the possibility of smaller American cruise lines visiting and how businesses can adapt.
Right now, we're kind of under the impression or moving forward as if we're going to see another summer without the large ships. But what we're trying to do is trying to make sure we're still in communication with the smaller cruise lines that are able to sail and make sure that they're aware that we are a community that's certainly of interest for them. And if they are planning on sailing, we'd like to be a destination for them still. Quite a few of them had already planned on coming here. The schedule reflects that. So hopefully if they see sails and can sail safely this year, hopefully we'll be able to see that.
What are some of the conversations kind of between small cruise lines and the local community in terms of navigating the different precautions and mitigations?
It's a tricky thing because they don't want to bring it to the community, but they also don't want to get it from the community. So it's kind of a trying to figure out how they can safely handle it from both sides. And so it's important that to work with that and to make sure that the ships are able to come safely. This is why, as a department, we're recommending to everybody, if it's available to them, get the vaccine, because having a vaccinated community is certainly one way to keep the community safe. So we'd certainly encourage everybody to do that when their opportunity comes up. And it's not just our community as well, but all of Southeast, because we know that if a ship comes up here, it's going to travel between several communities. And so it's important to know that other communities are following a lot of the same things that we are, because we're essentially all in this together. That's kind of the big thing. And then looking at what the cruise lines are doing in terms of trying to get people to travel safely to the start of their cruise and then to follow guidelines and recommendations throughout the entirety of their cruise is something that they're all looking to do.
And then in terms of locally with tour operators who are hoping to have clients this summer, have visitors come use their services, I understand there's kind of a COVID-19 best practices agreement that's being developed. Can you tell me a little bit about this agreement and kind of what it hopes to accomplish and how it's being developed?
Yeah, you bet. I was working with TAB, and TAB really took the reins on this, and the document's looking pretty good so far. It's just, all of the best practices that tour operators can follow. Really the three things that any COVID mitigation plan has is trying to decrease spread or limit risk to the three categories: employees, clients, and the community. And they've built a pretty solid document that just outlines some of the basic things that tour operators can do to keep those three groups safe. I think we'll be in good shape to push this forward and have the tour operators of the community agree that this is a pretty good way for us to operate safely this summer.
You know, for tour operators who are kind of trying to decide, you know, is it worth it to operate this summer? You know, what kind of conversations are happening at in terms of, you know, trying to adapt to a difficult situation like this?
You know, each business owner obviously has to look at their situation differently. Obviously, I would love it if everybody were to be open and be able to survive and get through this summer. So, you know, we're trying to do what we can to support that as best as we can. So we were looking at trying to do kind of advertisements of week-long promotions, you know, come to Haines for a week. For example, one of them was a wellness week or a healthy Haines. And also working with other communities as well. Like I kind of mentioned, people that come to Haines, you know, are going to most likely have to come through Juneau. And so being able to do an advertisement with Juneau, say, hey, come to Juneau for a week, and while you're here, jet over to Haines for a short little getaway. We want to advertise Haines as a destination. You know, with the border being closed, we can't rely on people that are going to come here and travel through as much as we have in the past. So it's going to be important to kind of let people know that this place is a great destination to come to.
That was Haines Tourism Director Stephen Ock. The Haines Tourism Advisory Board will be discussing the COVID-19 mitigation agreement at its next meeting on Thursday at noon. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts. ¶¶